noticed when you were driving home in your car how different sounds create different moods? The purr of a good motor, for instance, is a happy sound. The rattle of a loose fender is an annoying sound. But the saddest sound in the world is when you're just pulling into your driveway and a tire goes... Yep, it's Fibber McGee and Molly.
Doggone the luck, anyhow, a flat tire. Right in our own driveway.
Well, I can't think of a better driveway to have it in.
Look at that thing. Flatter than the day before payday.
Oh, dear.
Doggone it, that's a new tube, too, Molly. I just bought that tube yesterday at Kramer's drugstore for $1.19.
$1.19? Yeah. Isn't that pretty cheap for an inner tube?
Yeah, too cheap, I guess. I should have known better when he gave me that free box of tire patches with it. I wouldn't have bought the tube, though, even at that, only Kramer says it's unconditionally guaranteed.
Good.
Against everything but blowouts and punctures. Well, no use beefing about it now. The only thing is to do is fix it. Let me get my tools out of the trunk, Dad.
You know, it's pretty cold to be working out here, dearie. Why don't you call the garage and have them do it?
Oh, it won't take long to yank this tire off, Tootsie. I'll take the tube in the house to patch it when I get it off. All right, here's my jack. I'll get that tire off and then for you.
Hi there, kids. Hi, daughter. Hi, Johnny.
Well, hello there, Mr. Oldtimer.
Hey, Johnny, you know something? Your tire's flat.
Well, thanks a lot. I hadn't noticed.
I can sympathize with you, son. I've been having a bad time with my motorcycle lately myself.
You have? What gives you trouble, the tires or the motor?
The payments, mostly. That $12 a month is harder to scrape up than old chewing gum.
Well, it's nice transportation anyhow, if you can stand it.
Yep, me and Bessie wheeled into a filling station the other day on my motorcycle, kids. And I ordered my tires pumped up, headlight cleaned, a book of matches, drink of water, two road maps, and my goggles wiped. Then it turns to Bessie and I says...
Here I am, O.T. You walk so fast. Hello, y'all.
Why, hello, Bessie.
Hi, Bess. Well, I gotta get busy and get this...
Get right down there on the steps, baby. Your little footsies hurt?
Oh, something awful, O.T. I got a corn crop that should happen to Kansas.
Are those new shoes, Bessie?
That's it, I guess. I just don't understand how leather can be so hard on your feet when it's so soft on a cow.
Well, I told you them heels was too high for you, Bessie. Makes you walk like a hamstrung moose. Baby.
You walk much, Bessie. You ought to try a Cuban heel next.
Oh, don't mention Cuban heels to Bessie, daughter. She had a terrible experience one time. You see,
I'll tell it, O.T. I'll tell it. Let me tell it.
Oh, you'll never tell it right, Bessie. Bessie gets things kind of mixed up, kids. You see what happened now?
It happened to me, O.T. I want to tell it. I'm the one that it. I was
going to tell it.
Gee whiz, take it easy, chillin'. My gosh, let's start over. Now, you had a bad experience, Bessie.
Yes, I did. With a Cuban heel.
A Cuban heel?
He was from Havana. And he proposed to me, but he ran off with my sister and my postal savings.
The scoundrel.
He must have been a cad and a bounder, Bessie.
Don't know about the cad, Johnny, but he sure was a bounder.
Yeah?
And Bessie's papa shot at him. He bounded clean over a barn and two silos. Didn't he, baby?
Three silos, O.T. When him and my sister and my postal savings left together, there were...
Oh, I sure sure like to meet up with a dirty dog, Bessie. I'd show him.
Oh, you're so masterful, O.T. What would you do, challenge him to a duel to see which one gets my hand?
I sure would, baby. The hand with the postal savings in it. Come on, let's go now, baby.
Okay, nature boy. Ta-ta, you are.
So long, baby.
About four patches you've put on that inner tube already, dearie.
Yeah.
And I must say that for you, you've been very patient about it. Ordinarily, you'd have been kicking it around the living room, screaming with rage.
Well, my dear, there's no use losing one's temper. Let me pump her up a little more here. There we are. All set. There, I got her. Got her patched tighter than a pack mule's girdle.
Have you?
You betcha. When I do a job, I... Oh, what do you know? Another leak. Hand me the tire patches again, love boat. I'll fix this thing if it takes me.
Come in. Oh, it's Ollie the janitor, McGee. Come in, Ollie.
Thanks, Mrs. Hello, McGee. Oh, that smelled like burning rubber in there.
That's burning rubber, Ollie. I was writing a letter to Santa Claus, and I made so many mistakes, my eraser caught on fire.
Just kidding, Ollie. He bought a bargain sale inner tube, and he's had to patch it four times.
Yeah, the bargains ain't always bargains, missus. I got my wife at a clearance sale.
You what?
You got your wife at a clearance sale.
Oh, misunderstood me. She wasn't for sale. She was working as a clerk, and I'm aiming to buy some Vinder underwear.
Oh, I see. Romantic little setting. Cupid slugs you right in the red flannels, eh, Ollie?
Well, what happened, Ollie?
Well, in the first place, missus, they weren't red flannels. They was purple.
Purple?
Purple? Well, how gaudy.
89 cents a pair they was. And I says to my wife, only she wasn't my wife then, she was used to clothes. Mm-hmm. I says, was this a good bargain? And she says in a whisper, she says, use between me and you, mister, don't took them. Why not, I says. 89 cents is a very cheap price. And she says they wouldn't wash good. We call them our shrinking violets.
It's a very friendly gesture, I'd say. However, if you're going to have a romance with winter underwear, you might as well start from scratch.
So I suppose you thought if she was that honest with a customer, Ollie, she'd make you a good wife, huh?
Well, no, missus, not exactly. I was think this kid knows more about washing than selling. What do I got to sell? Nothing. What do I got to wash? Plenty. So I say, what time you got to work tonight? And she says 6 o'clock. That was a mistake, too.
Why was it?
Because we got married, and now she is never to work.
Oh,
but if you get good marriage, you don't mind just donating your time. You better not.
So long, now.
My, isn't Ollie sweet, McGee?
Well, sweet ain't exactly the word I'd use, kiddo, but he's a good solid fella. Weighs 213 with a shovel full of coal. Hey, the next time I fall for a bargain in a tube like this, I'll know better, you know. Did I ever tell you about the time I and Charlie Hatch had the tire trouble?
Often.
Well, then I'll tell it again, just then again myself. I'm easy amused. You see, I and Hatch had a flat tire, see, and
yeah.
No patches. So I says, let's match and see who walks back to buy a patch, Hatch. So I match his hatch for the patch, and Hatch loses the match, and Hatch had to go get the patch, see? I says, better get a batch of patches, Hatch, because if we scratch a patch and have to patch the scratches, Hatch the bag, is after.
Hi, Wally.
Hi, pal. Point killer.
Killing the point in this case was justifiable homicide, dearie. Yes, hello, Mr. Wilcox.
I was just passing by, and I thought I'd...
Well,
what's the interesting odor?
Just patching an inner tube, Junior.
Oh.
I bought one at Kramer's drugstore that's about as airtight as a birdcage. Well, this is the last patch.
Well, we hope.
Well, same thing happened to me. I was out for a drive in the country one day and had a blowout about 40 miles out of town, so when
out
I...
Out for a drive on a working day, Mr. Wilcox?
Oh, I had to get out for a while, Molly. I was just worn out. We'd had such a rush of business since we announced our new self-polishing water repellent, Loco.
There he goes. Look at that, Molly. A throw to first base from way out in left field on the first.
Well, anyway. Anyway, there I was, 33 miles from town.
You said 40.
Oh, by that time I'd walked back 7 miles.
Oh.
Then I came to a farmhouse. I knocked. Boom, boom.
Boom, boom.
No answer. I walked to the back of the house. And there in the kitchen was a woman mopping the floor with water.
Well, what would she be mopping it with? Maple syrup?
Certainly not. Water's all right to mop your hardwood and linoleum floors with if they're protected with Johnson's self-polishing water repellent, Glowcoat.
That's right, because the new Glowcoat stays on and stays bright, and the water in the spilled things wipe up without leaving any dull streaks at all.
Exactly. So I asked the woman if her linoleum was protected with the new water repellent Glowcoat.
So she threw the mop at you and told you not to be so nosy.
No, she said it was, and why was I asking? I told her I represented the Johnson's Wax people, and that's as far as I got.
Why?
She grabbed me by the hand, took me in, fed me some apple pie, introduced me to Max.
Max who?
No last name, pal. He was a sheepdog. Well, it seems that old Max, for 10 years, had been tracking in snow and rain and mud over her kitchen floor. But now, it didn't matter.
Oh.
Because with Johnson's water repellent Glowcoat, spots and dirt wipe up without leaving any dingy places. It stays on. It stays bright.
Yeah.
You don't mop off that brilliant wax protective coating.
Yeah.
She said it was so sensational, so revolutionary, so terrific.
So. Hey, wait a minute, Waxy.
Yes, pal? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm interfering with your work. Anything I can do to help you with that tire patch, pal?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Go home?
Yes.
Okay.
McGee, I sometimes think you're very rude to Mr. Wilcox.
Oh, that's all right, kiddo. Like most successful salesmen, he's got an insult repellent skin. Well, I guess this does it.
All set?
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah. You see? Look at it. So round, so firm, so fully patched. I knew I'd have been...
Listen to that. It still leaks. How could Mr. Kramer stick you with such a shoddy piece of merchandise? That's ridiculous. By George...
Now, take it easy, Snooky. It's all in a lifetime. Just a little leak in a little inner tube. Nothing serious. My gosh, I think this is fun.
Well, as the lady told her husband when he got lost in Arizona, you have an odd sense of humor. I never thought I'd say that. I hope this is Mr. Kramer. I'll give him a piece of my mind with hairpins in it. Come in.
Hey, it's the mayor. Hi, Latrivia.
Come in, Your Honor. Come in.
Hello, Molly. Hello, McGee. Am I interrupting some work?
No, just playing around patching the cheap inner tube, Latrivia. Glad to lay it down a minute.
I'll be glad if you lay it down forever. The way it smells in here, I feel like I'd been living in a hot water bottle.
Too cold to work in the garage, I suppose.
Cold? You said it, Latrivia. I had my radio on in the car out there and 3 mule trains froze to death.
Did you get that inner tube at Kramer's bargain sale?
Yep. Me and Mort Toops and Al Weingand and Charlie Goldring and Hal Bach, we all bought them. Bunch of bargain hunters, I guess.
Yes. Birds of a feather flock together.
They do? Where'd you see them, Latrivia? The season is still open. Let's go get some. Hey, Molly, get my shotgun.
No. We're not flying hunting. I didn't say anything.
You said they were flocking together, Latrivia. And that's the way I like them, together. Never could hit them unless they got bunched up. Make us some hot coffee, Molly.
Wait a minute. Please.
What do you mean, wait? You want somebody else to knock them all off? Let's get going.
Going where? I'm not going hunting.
Huh?
When I said that birds of a feather flock together, I was just...
Oh, Mr. Mayor, you were just the bearer of the best news McGee has had for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, his trigger finger has been itching ever since the duck season opened.
You betcha. Where are we going, Trim? Where'd you see him?
I didn't see him. I didn't see them. Listen, will you please?
Okay. Clam up, Molly.
Big deal.
Now then,
When I said that birds of a feather flock together, I was not referring to any actual birds.
Hmm?
I was referring to you bargain hunters. You and Mort Toops and Al Weinberg.
You mean we gotta cut all them guys in on this hunting trip? Oh, no, you don't. We started on to these ducks ourselves, legitimate. And they got no right to muscle
it. I wasn't suggesting we duck them all in the feather hunt.
You said...
get all upset like this, you'll never get any ducks. Relax. Calm down.
She's right, Latriv. I'll take a deep breath full of burnt rubber on account of I've been patching tires and tell me where you saw all these ducks.
You know the wide irrigation ditch out north past the airport?
Yes, yes, yes,
yes, yes.
Remember the little cemetery just west of it?
Little cemetery? I don't remember that cemetery.
You don't remember? Oh, how silly.
One?
Yes, yes, an open one. I'm having the headstone made tomorrow. Have you a middle initial, McGee?
Gee, Latrivia.
Thank you. Fibber G. McGee. That helps a lot. Good day.
You know something? I don't think I better go anywhere with that guy with loaded shotguns. Oh, well, hand me the patches again, kiddo. Let's get back to work. Now, let's see. I have... Now I got it this time, Molly. I got it whipped. This inner tube is tighter than a ballet dancer's pants.
Well, good. You've only got about $4 worth of patches on that $1.19 tube, you know.
Yeah, but look at that tube, Tootsie. Good as new. Better, in fact, because it's twice as thick now as it was before I put the patches on it.
McGee, what are you listening to? No, don't tell me. I hear it.
Gracious me. This is a little discouraging, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Dave. Personally, I'd take that thing and I'd...
Come in.
Well, Dr. Gamble, do come in.
Thank you, Molly, and good day to you, Butterfingers.
Well, bless my soul if it isn't the grand exalted patron of the Butcher's Union. Did you hear about Doc's new racket, Molly? He gets a cut on every patient that comes in the hospital.
Your jokes, loudmouth, are almost as foul as the air in here. What are you running today, a smelter?
Well, if you accent the first syllable, Doctor, yes, he is.
I'm patching a tire tube, Tubby. Bought one of those no-bargain inner tubes with the built-in leak from Kramer's drugstore.
He hasn't been hissed at so much, Doctor, since he did his magic act at the Elk Smoker.
Well, you should do a very good job with that tube, Molly. It takes a flat tire to fix a flat tire.
If I had that spare you carry around your middle, balloon boy, I could throw this tube away. Furthermore, you big encyclopediatrician.
Wait a minute. Big what?
Encyclopediatrician, the guy that doctors children out of a set of books. Only you'd do better if you knew how to read.
Oh, now, McGee, that's ridiculous. Why, Dr. Gamble can read almost anything. He can even read his own prescriptions, can't you, Doctor?
Certainly. Some of them.
You just concentrate on the tire, dearie. Have you any more patches out in the car?
Sure, I got more patches in the room here, but I got no more room here for patches. Unless I can squeeze one more on right here. Yeah, there. That ought to get it.
That's a very handsome job, slob.
Thanks.
Watching your hands at work there reminds me of myself when I did my first operation.
You ever watch him operate, Molly?
No, but I've heard
he goes after a tonsil like a fullback after a fumble. His hospital saves plenty of dough on anesthetics because when the patient gets a look at the Gamble, he faints dead away and they operate before he comes to life.
That's a dirty...
McGee, you know that
the dirty slander. Yeah. My hospital...
I can't engage in any further discussions now, Doctor. I've work to do. I'm a busy boy. Busy as a beaver.
Between you and a beaver, Sonny, there is one large difference.
Yeah, what?
A beaver has a flat tail. So long, Molly.
Good old Doc. He's... Hey, look, Molly. This did it, kiddo. I stopped the leak. The tube was fixed.
Well, Mother's proud of you, dearie. The last patch, too.
Yep. Oh, I've learned something this time, kiddo. You betcha. Old Take It Easy McGee. The soul of patience. From now on, my temper is going to be as steady as a... Oh, no. It can't be.
Oh, dear, now this...
This is the end. This rotten, dirty, chiseling, leaky tube. Give me them scissors.
Here, dearie, take the butcher knife. That's better.
Thanks. I'll cut this dead-ratted, lousy tube.
Oh, no, no.
I'll beat the bajunior out of
it.
Oh. That's dead-ratted.
Now, don't scratch the table. That's the boy. Hit it good.
Take that. And that. You dirty, cheesy, cheap chunk of imitation.
Here's the wastebasket.
There. That's that. Let me sit down a minute. Hi, George, I... Oh, my gosh. Listen.
What on earth is...
I cut it to ribbons and still it hisses at me. Where's our next? Get me some dynamite.
McGee.
Huh?
Well, I guess I should have mentioned this before, but, well, I just forgot.
Forgot? Forgot what?
Well, it was so cold this morning, huh? I turned on the steam in the radiator.
What? You mean none of them leaks was leaked?
I guess not.
Oh, this is me.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a season for bad driving conditions. Over some of them, we have no control. But we can drive carefully and be sure our cars are working properly.
The figures for traffic fatalities are pretty appalling. Remember, it's better to be a live driver or pedestrian than a dead statistic.
Good night.
Good night, all.